It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our show, Border Crossings. No password required. Don't you hate it when every 30 days or 90 days they ask you to change your password? Just around the time when you started to memorize your old password and not have to pull it out of a piece of paper in your wallet? Always goes that way. Always goes that way. Well, there's no password necessary here for this show. You're free to enter. And you're also free to call 202-619-2077, although the call's not free, but you're free to call 202-619-2077. Give us a ring in Studio 4. We'd love to hear from you and know that you're listening, just like Kwame, who tunes in to Border Crossings in Ghana, and he wants to hear the new song from Flo Rida, and this is called GDFR.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome lumber. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surf, board, and high tide. I can just roll up because I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No thoughts, only in the color covers. I said rackets, wretches, hold up.
I said rackets, wretches, hold up.
I know you came here to stay. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Girls get wetter than Katrina. You're my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tints by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongue.
I know who you came here to see. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Crossing's going down for real. GDFR, that is off a new EP from Flo Rida called My House. He's had four albums out since 2008 when he released his debut, Mail on Sunday. 75 million downloads later, Flo Rida's back with a new song. The guy's got seven sisters in Florida. He grew up in a house with seven sisters, and he said they all have opinions. So he always runs his music by his sisters before he puts it down and records it. It's got to pass the sister test. That is Kwame's request in Ghana. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. We have a birthday request, and it's a song called Birthday. Munaza Farid wrote in and said it's my brother's birthday. His name is Kasim Farid. Wish him a happy birthday from your side and my side. Border Crossings is a worldwide show, and I want to express my love for him. He's the best brother in the world. Would you please play Katy Perry? Also, Mark Niles said that I have a friend who's got a birthday, and And that friend's name is Aaron McPherson. So happy birthday to Aaron and to Kasim. Here is Katy Perry. Katy Perry, Border Crossings, and is she or isn't she? Who knows? But one thing the tabloids are saying is that she's been seen with John Mayer. They've had dinner together. Are they together or aren't they, Ray? It's up to you. You decide.
We'll flip a coin.
All right.
It's sort of like Justin Bieber and Selena. They go back and forth.
That's true.
You never know.
Those music romances.
Yeah.
I'm Larry London. Ray McDonald's in. It is Border Crossings and Chart Chat. Ray hosts our weekly Billboard Top 20 Countdown, and he brings us up to date on what's going on the charts as far as music is concerned. And so, Ray, what do you have for us this week?
Hello, Larry. Hello, everybody in the Border Crossings audience. And we may as well start at the top and work our way down. For the second week in a row, See You Again from Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And the big news this week really concerns not so much the song, but the movie that it appears in. And we will chat about that after See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the second week in a row. That single comes from the soundtrack to the movie Furious 7, which is now one of the most successful movies in history. This week, it became the third movie ever to gross $1 billion internationally. That's billion with a B, and it follows Avatar and Titanic.
Wow. You know, it's interesting that if you can connect yourself some way, musically or whatever way, to a very successful movie, your career can just skyrocket. Because he's got an album that's out right now, which is called Black Hollywood, that's doing okay. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, here's this song, bang, from a film, you know, and look what happens.
Well, that's basically the way it is, I think, with most artists today. The pop music is now a song-oriented medium, just like it was back in the 60s when albums were basically platforms to sell singles. And with streaming, that's the way it has become again. And that's actually a pretty good lead into our second song, Talking Body by Tove Lo, because her album, Queen of the Clouds, is not really selling that well. But she's had a couple sizable hits, and she's written a very big hit. She's known more for the songs than the albums. And as for Talking Body, it is new in the top 20. It's rising in 18th place. And we will take a little closer look at Tove Lo after the song.
You want.
As a woman who knows what she wants, Tove Lo, Talking Body, rising in 18th place on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. Her real name is Ebba Tove Nielsen. And one of the reasons that I selected this song today is to illustrate the incredible Scandinavian dynasty in pop songwriting and production in the Western world. It all started back in the mid-90s with a guy named Max Martin, who produced music for acts like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears. And if you look at the songwriting and production credits for most pop songs high up in the charts, at least half of them have Scandinavians attached to them. I don't know what it is in the water up there, but they turn out incredible, catchy pop music. Tove Lo has written songs for Icona Pop. She co-wrote Ellie Goulding's current smash hit, Love Me Like You Do. And it's a fascinating phenomenon to me, the fact that the Scandinavian mafia has worked its way into the pop songwriting world, and they're giving us all of this fantastic, catchy ear candy.
Now, wasn't that done even in the 80s? I mean, Milli Vanilli was produced by, I think, a German producer, and also Boney M was created by a German producer. So
right.
They've had people from Europe who've come up with some wonderful ideas over the years.
Frank Farian, yeah.
That's it. There you go. Yes.
And Giorgio Moroder, of course,
mm-hmm. Yes.
European. He was behind a lot of disco music, Donna Summer. So, yeah, pop music has always been a very international medium.
Mm-hmm. And even today, you got Zedd and some other folks who are from Europe.
That's true.
Making music. But Ray, you always know what's going on.
Well, yeah, it's my job,
it's
Larry.
It's his job. He's the guy. You know, when it comes to the charts, don't mess around with Ray.
and the whole Scandinavian connection continues into our third and final song today. It's called I Really Like You by Carly Rae Jepsen. It's one of the big high jumpers this week. It goes from 83rd to 39th place. And we'll talk a little bit about it after the song.
I really wanna stop, but I just got the taste for it. I feel like I could fly, could go on the moon. So honey, hold my hand, you like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die walking up to the room. Oh yeah, late night watching television, but how we get in this position is way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. Everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and the temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on by a thread. Baby, late night watching television. But how'd we get in this position? It's way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. You could keep them. I don't know how to act, or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
Carly Rae Jepsen, I really, 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 really like you. Jumping from number 83 to 39 on the Hot 100 this week. That has the sound, to me anyway, of a big summertime hit. Just like Call Me Maybe back in 2012, which went to number one all over the world. This song is actually off to a bit of a slow start. It's been around since early March. There was this hit viral video with Tom Hanks and Justin Bieber in it. Carly is managed by Justin's manager, Scooter Braun. But it seems to be moving a little slowly, and I'll be interested to see just how far it rises. I mentioned that there's a Scandinavian connection to this song. It was co-written and co-produced by a guy named Peter Svensson, who's the guitarist in a Swedish band called The Cardigans. And if you remember, about 20 years ago, they had this smash hit called Love Fool. So there again, you got a Scandinavian in the, behind the scenes, pulling the switches, you know, writing those hooks. As far as Carly Rae goes, I sometimes wonder about the direction of her career. Because as you know, 3 years ago, she was enormous with Call Me Maybe. But there was this long lag between releases. And even now, with an album called Emotion on the way this North American summer, I haven't seen any tour dates posted for her. And you would think a tour would have been in the works for a long, long time. Because these days, you gotta tour. You just have to. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So I have questions about Carly Rae's career and the decisions being made, and I also have a big question about how far this song will rise. Sounds like a number one to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a great song. It's got a catchy hook to it, but you're right. You know, there's just something, there's a piece missing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the piece is. Maybe she's not edgy enough. Maybe she's too sweet and holds. But I don't know. Taylor Swift is okay. Works for her. So who knows?
Exactly. Get the preteen audience, you know?
Exactly. Rae McDonald is joining us every Tuesday with Chart Chat. He's our Billboard man. And he hosts the weekly Top 20 Countdown for VOA 1 and for the worldwide audience. And where can we hear that show?
Well, you can hear it on VOA 1 every Thursday. At various times for various parts of the world. And also on Thursday, you can go to my Twitter page, Rae on the Hits at twitter.com, and I'll have it posted for you.
All right. We look forward to next week and catching up, and maybe Wiz Khalifa will be number one again. Who knows?
We shall see.
I don't know. We'll find out with Rae and all of our worldwide audience. Please tune in to Rae's weekly Top 20 Countdown show. This is Border Crossings, and coming up next, a request for a Donna Lewis song. This is from Munyaneza Stephen, who is in Rwanda, and I love you always forever.
Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
Crossings, that's a new song from Taylor Swift's 1989 album. 1989 was the year she was born, and that's why she decided to call the album 1989, and the song is called Style, her latest on Border Crossings, a request from Mugiri Machuki in Kisii, Kenya. And I thank you for joining us on Border Crossings in Kenya. Taylor Swift went home with a Radio Disney Music Award last Sunday for her song Shake It Off, which got the award for most danceable song. And she wasn't the big winner of the night. Ariana Grande won a bunch of awards. Meghan Trainor won. Ed Sheeran won. A bunch of folks won some awards, but Taylor got one. So there you go. She is still at the top of the Billboard 100 artist list, which Ray did not mention. This is a weekly measure as to which particular artist is moving up the charts and selling the most records and getting the most airplay. And I think Taylor Swift is going to be hard to beat in that department because she's got a couple of songs that are still on the charts all at the same time. Style and Blank Space and Shake It Off, they're all hanging on the charts. I would like to also wish her mom, Andrea, all the best. I hope that she does well in her battle against cancer. It was announced a couple weeks ago that mom has cancer. Taylor says she's moving on with her tour despite that, and she thanks her fans, who are known as Swifties, for all their love and support. She is featured in Glamour UK magazine. Taylor Swift is interviewed, and they ask her about her relationship with Calvin Harris. She said, you know, I'm really busy, and, you know, it's a good thing that I feel independent these days. My friends are really all I need. She wouldn't address whether she is or isn't dating Calvin. All she would say is that she's very busy. And she says that the media shamed her into saying that she's single. She said it's because everybody, you know, if you don't get in a relationship, they wonder what's wrong with you. If you are in a relationship, they cover every single thing you do and everywhere you go. So she said there's really just no pleasing the media. There's no winning. So that's how she handles her life. She's taking ownership of her own life. So good on you, Taylor Swift. I love her. Everything she does. She's wonderful. Great role model, too. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. I would like to say hello to Savio, who listens in Rwanda to 104.3. Donna Toos checked in. Larry Wong has been gone for a little bit, but Larry Wong is back with us, and he's in China listening to Border Crossings. So hello to everybody in China. Ni hao. Mary Essien's listening. Augustino tunes in to Border Crossings in Barcelona and is listening along with his sisters, Isabel and Helena, and wanted me to send a shout-out to their brother, Armando, who celebrated his birthday recently. So happy birthday, Armando. Amara's listening. Mawikia Raymond Gideon is listening. And Peter, you're in South Sudan. So thank you very much for joining us on Border Crossings. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page and let us know that you're tuned in. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can send a message our way, a request, or you can just say hi, as a lot of folks have done. Coming up next, we've got a request from Ndiku Biwimana, Jean Baptiste, who wants me to play this song from One Direction. And this is Steal My Girl on Border Crossings.
We're 16, we want the same things, we dream the same dreams, alright. Alright. I got it all, cause she is the one. Her mom calls me love, but dad calls me son, alright. Alright. She's in those jeans, alright. Alright. I don't need to exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn, alright. Alright. But I know for sure. Everybody wants to steal my down before,
she knows
that I'm never gonna let another take a love from me now. Everybody wants to steal my girl. Everybody wants to take her all the way. Something in the whole wide world. We'll find another one cause she belongs to me.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African queen. Ooh, Lord, ooh, Lord. Just like the sun lights up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. Just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my horse in way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Oh, you are my African queen. Of a million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. No one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile. Make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. You are my African queen, and I know, oh yes I know. You are my African queen, and I know. See, I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it's this love, and I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen, and I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. In a man, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real. You are my African queen, the girl of my dream, the girl of my dream. You where I've never been. Oh, na na, yeah. Oh, la, la. You are my African queen.
You are my African queen,
the girl of my dream.
My African.
You remind me of a thing.
So black, so beautiful. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you. Oh yeah, my African queen. I love you, I love you.
Border Crossings, and that is Innocent Uja Idibia, who is from the area of Nigeria, Plateau State, Benue State, Nigeria. And he records recorded as Two-Face. He doesn't use Two-Face anymore. He dropped the name Two-Face. Now he's Tubaba. That's what he goes by, Tubaba. And Idibia. And so, by the way, that's a request from Chukwuka Ijere, who's listening in Nigeria, along with Stephen. So thank you guys for tuning in. African Queen is the name of that song on Border Crossings. And Tubaba has received all kinds of awards. The MTV Europe Music Award, a World Music Award, 5 Headies. Those are hip-hop awards. A number of other awards as well. Been around for a long time. 2004 put out his first album. So thank you very much for a chance to play some great music from Nigerian superstars. Appreciate that opportunity. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to Derek, who requests often, and I guess is a relatively new listener to the show. So, Derek, please understand it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request on from the day we get your request. Fel Bell is listening in Ghana. So is Al Haji. They're in Ghana. Clement is in Nigeria. And AJ just checked in a few minutes ago as well to say hello to us. I want to welcome some new Facebook followers. Eden, Nia Bikora, Pascal, Danijela Rancic, Zifa Kabogo, Yared Tesfay, Abu Bakar Juhar, Mandefrot Bekele, Tigist Zaleke, Fromza Bay, Robert Obi, Nadia Nii Baruta, Gose Gebrezinger, Abel Yahulaset, Iyab Note, and Fahad Malik. Thank you all for listening to Border Crossings and for becoming fans of our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a request from Yao Bebley in Ghana. I knew this girl had talent when I saw her on American Idol. I knew right away this girl was going to go far. Catherine McPhee. She didn't win on American Idol, but she's turned herself into a very, very successful actress and singer. She's lovely. Catherine McPhee, this is a request, and it's called Open Toes on Border Crossings.
Girls gotta a pedicure, white tip, French. Your legs don't make no sense. Not rich, but I bought a diamond anklet. Keep it on, it goes with my outfit. Hey, let's go. If you're not too high, too low, I'll take them home in purple, red, or gold. 'Cause I know them boys, they like those open toes. Jeans all black, hair slick back, baseball cap, too cute in my open toes. Make me hate flats. Swipe that card, I'm good. Another pair of leather and wood. I'm a sucker for a name brand. Skip the rack and stick to the game plan. Hey, if you're not too high, too low, I'll take them home. Take them home. Red or gold. 'Cause I know them boys, they like those open toes. Those open toes. Jeans all black, hair slick back, baseball cap, still cute in my open toes. Work or play, night or day, you're my babe. Too cute in my open toes.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Crossy's Beatles, All My Lovin' I Send to You, along with the requests and dedications. And Beatles fans would be interested to hear that a piano autographed by Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr was auctioned off in Louisiana to raise money for the Habitat for Humanity in Louisiana. And the piano was auctioned off for $100,000. That's what the price was paid to get that piano with those autographs. Ringo Starr inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few weeks ago by his good former Beatle bandmate Paul McCartney, who was on hand to do the honors. And Yoko Ono was there as well in Cleveland, Ohio, to wish Ringo the best and congratulate him on a well-deserved honor, which was also bestowed upon Lou Reed and a few other folks, Green Day and Joan Jett. They were all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you so much for tuning in to Border Crossings. Greg, our engineer, and Vince at the master controls there, piloting the ship today on Border Crossings while Felicia enjoys her anniversary getaway. She'll be back, I guess, on Friday in the studios. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow, 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
But you know what we need?